Glenn Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S. Date of birth is 12/12/55. Mr. Sanders is a 69-year-old gentleman being evaluated for face-to-face today, period. He's currently on hospice with diagnosis of COPD, period. He he is a 69-year-old gentleman, awake, alert, but very weak, very short of breath. Just the mere speaking to me today caused him to get short of breath. He is on nebulizer treatment at least 6 to 7 times a day per his granddaughter. Also very O2 dependent. He has O2 saturation at 87%. Unless he's on oxygen at 4 liters, it climbs up to about 92 to 94, period. He becomes very dyspneic with speaking. He's so short of breath that he's no longer able to get out of bed. He stays in bed most of the time. Period. He also has some pain issues that's treated with pain medication with good success, period. He is ADL dependent. He's bowel and bladder incontinent. He wears adult diaper. He has a diminished daily activity because of his shortness of breath. His son is Frank McQueen. McQueen is his caregiver, and he has also has help from his daughter, the patient's granddaughter, that is able to help him. He says from time to time his son gets him out of bed, but it's becoming far and few in between because it's so taxing and he becomes so short of breath. His initial blood pressure was 176 over 109. When rechecked, he was at 160 over 90, improved, period. His MAC is at 23. He was found to be tachycardic at 100. O2 saturation at 4 liters is at 94, as was noted above, with the temperature 97.8, period. He is found to be tachycardic with trace edema of the lower extremity, consistent with pulmonary hypertension as seen in patients with end-stage COPD, period. His increased shortness of breath, his need for oxygen, his pulmonary hypertension, his tachycardia, and his inactivity due to shortness of breath, it's all indicative of his worsening condition, period. His pain appears to be controlled, period. Overall prognosis remains quite poor. These changes noted above have all worsened in the past 2 to 4 weeks per family member and caregivers that were interviewed today, period. It's important to mention that a patient also used to work in housekeeping, heavy smoker till 1999, and he quit smoking at that time, period. I think that's about all I'm going to say about him. Oh, his PPS score is at 40%, by the way. Thank you.